Welcome to the Métis Settlement Show, Pipsqueak Winner, with Dave LaMouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council.
Good morning, listeners. It's been one sweltering hot week across our province this week. We hope that you've had a chance to find ways to relieve the heat wherever you live in Alberta. And speaking of hot, the Kikino Northern Lights have been burning up stages across the province. I am thrilled to be joined today by Trevor White, lead dancer for the Kikino Northern Lights. Welcome to the Métis Settlement Show, Pipsqueak Winner, Trevor. I am so happy you can be here with me today.
Hey, thanks, Brenda. I appreciate the invite, and I look forward to answering these questions with you here today.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for joining us, Trevor. I kind of know a little history about the Kikino Northern Lights, but if I can ask you a few questions, can you, for those of us that don't know the history of the Kikino Northern Lights, can you tell us a little bit about the origins of the group?
Well, the origins of the group originated back in the 1970s, 78, I believe, by Kikino elders Doris Bellrose and Georgina Thompson. Grandma Georgie, like the whole settlement used to call her back in the day. So Grandma Georgie actually taught my dad all these traditional dances, and he kind of just rolled with it through the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, and he kind of went with it then. And then my dad was, his name was Gerald White, and that's kind of who taught me all my teachings that I'm sharing with my dad's group today. So that's pretty much the gist of the history right there. Is Doris Barrow started it, and Grandma Georgie and Doris, and then my dad kind of took over and took the reins and kind of rolled with it from there. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's some good history of the dance group that's been together for many decades. From your memory, because I understand that you were just a young lad dancing under the tutelage of your late father Gerald White, what are some of the big highlight performances or experiences that you can remember as a young dancer?
Yeah, you mentioned that I've been dancing before I could even walk, thankfully we've grown up within the dance group, right from birth till my dad passed away when I was 15 years old. So with that time frame, we've experienced a lot of good shows, a lot of traveling. We did Parliament Hill back in like the early 2000s for all the politicians down there. And then we actually traveled through Vancouver Island, down towards North Dakota, up towards Hay River and the territories. And we kind of just kept busy throughout my whole childhood, traveling with my dad's band and in the dance group. And we made a lot of really, really good memories with, well, majority of my peers. Actually, a lot of the dance group, majority of the dancers right now have grew up with me dancing. So I'm pretty thankful for that.
That's wonderful. So tell me, Trevor, you've given us a little bit of history about the origins. What excites you about the work, the dancing, the group itself? Like, can you tell me what inspires you?
It's the feeling I get, the joy that comes with sharing my the Métis culture, that the teachings that I have. Like I said, I've mentioned my dad with his passing, the teachings and our the whole dance group kind of just faded away after that, and a lot of those feelings faded away too. And I grew up as a young adult. I went pipelining for over 15 years, and I thought that was it. I thought that was, you know, done with the dance group. And and we had my baby girl last spring, and just that, having my daughter, my first daughter. I got four boys prior. I have three boys prior, sorry. And just having my daughter, and I just wanted to share that feeling with her, that feeling that I had when I was a youth, that spirit, I guess, that Métis spirit. I wanted that for her. So that's originally why I started. And then now it's just, I could see it in the audience. I could see the joy when we're on the floor, sharing it with the musicians, with the other dancers. It's just a beautiful feeling. And I just want to share that with everybody. So that's really my goal, is just keep pushing that feeling, and for my children and everybody else to share that. That's
That's that's wonderful that you want to share our Métis culture through our dance, and that you're keeping those traditions alive. Learning a lot about Kikino Northern Lights. I've seen you guys in action. So we're just going to take a short break here for our listeners, and we'll be right back with Trevor White and the Kikino Northern Lights. Stay tuned. Welcome back from the break, and welcome back to my discussion today with Trevor White, dancer, a glee dancer from the Kikino Northern Lights. Trevor, before the break, we were talking about the history of the dance group and your own personal journey with the group, which is very, very inspiring. So my question would be, what advice do you have for those that perhaps want to follow, you know, what you did and how you came back to your culture and some of the things that that inspired you?
Well, it wasn't like more or less really planned on how I got back. It was more or less the current events that happened. I suffered like a lot from alcoholism through my young adult life, and it drifted me away from my culture. It drifted me away from the dance floor. And we always had a motto when we were growing up. It was a positive choices through music and dance. And that was my dad's motto to instill in us dancers when we were younger, to keep us in line, more or less. You know what I mean? In our young communities, there's a lot of drugs and alcoholism going involved. And that's more or less the method he used to keep us on the straight and narrow. And then I mentioned before, I kind of drifted away from the teachings and went my own route, kind of hit the bottle a little too much. And then it ended up me up in some predicaments that I had to close some doors on my choices that I made. And I end up sobering up, and I'm coming on 3 years, coming on, yeah, 4 years this spring, or this summer, sorry. This September, I'll be 4 years on my sobriety. So that came with the dancing. And after I sobered up, I still miss that home feeling that I talked about earlier. And I got together, actually, my buddy Kyle DeRoge, who is like co-leader of our dance group. He's like also one of my best friends. He's actually one of my biggest sponsors through my sobriety too. He's coming on 10 plus years sober. So once I've got into that groove, that mentality of promoting positive choices through music and dance, he got at me right now, and we started the group. And I just want to thank Kyle for that, and all my other dancers for just helping me with my journey and getting me where we are here today with also with my sobriety. I really appreciate that. So thanks.
Thank you for sharing your very personal story, Trevor. So how would someone who's listening out there and who might want to follow your lead for the dancers, how would they get involved with, you know, dance or even your group? Do you have any advice for them?
Yeah, if you want to continue to promote our Métis culture, you could get a hold of us at the Kikino Northern Lights Facebook page, or even send us an email at northernlightskikino@gmail.com. And we actually have our own dancers that go out and do their own instructions, I guess you could say, and teachings. And there's a handful of us. I know Danielle just did the schools in Lac La Biche, and I know Kyle runs out to Grand Cache every chance he gets and teaches out there. And we're all about networking here and promoting our Métis music and dance. So if you guys want to get at us for lessons, if not, I could give you a little lesson right now over the radio, which is it's just a little kick, bounce, bounce. That was just my dad just phrase to start us off, was just a kick, bounce, bounce, opposite foot, kick, bounce, bounce, kick, bounce, bounce, vice versa. So if you got to Carn Park, and you feel free to give her a shot, I guess.
Excellent, excellent. So July has been a very busy month already for your group. And what other events do you have coming up that people can go out and check to see what you guys are all about? What's coming up for you?
We're getting really, really busy. Actually, June was super busy for us. We had, I think, 8 or 9 shows throughout Indigenous Week. That whole week there was just busy. We also have K-Days coming up, Métis Crossing at the end of the month, and we're also the special guest performers for the Grand North American Old Time Fiddling Championship here in Fort Saskatchewan in a couple of weeks' time. So if you want to look for the time and the dates for those events, you could follow our Facebook page, and we usually try to keep everybody updated on there. So. And we're also planning to network out. We're going to do some TikTok and Instagram. I guess I'm a little old age on the social media aspect of it, but the girls are telling me we got to expand. So that's what we're doing, and that's what we plan to do.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. Trevor, the Kikino Northern Lights have been traveling all over Alberta this year. You've been very busy over the last recent weeks, as you share, getting out to the shows, the rodeos, other events. So I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me today.
No worries. We, like I said, we appreciate the offer, the recognition, and just the promoting Métis dance through our positive choices. We encourage that and hope you guys enjoy the hot week. I know we are here up in Kikino, so we're going to hit the lake right now, actually. Thanks.
Thank you, Trevor. And to everyone out there joining us, thank you for listening. And on behalf of the Métis Settlements General Council, President Dave Lamouche and myself, we hope you have a great weekend and the week before you. Thanks for listening to our show, and be safe and be cool out there.
You've been listening to the Métis Settlements Show with Dave Lamouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council. If you have questions or feedback, visit msgc.ca/contact.